From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In a stunning development, the judge in the sentencing trial of confessed terrorist Zacharias Moussaoui sent the jury into recess today after she said a government attorney had been coaching witnesses. The coaching was a direct violation of a pretrial order that bars witnesses from exposure to any information about the court proceedings until after the witnesses have testified. Now, after only 4 days of testimony, the judge has to decide whether the case can continue. NPR's Laura Sullivan reports.
First thing this morning, prosecutors told the judge they had a problem. They said they had learned that an attorney at the Transportation Security Administration had emailed seven FAA employees who were scheduled to testify. She sent them transcripts of the court proceedings. The attorney also offered pointers and commentary on what they should say. In one email, she instructs a witness to say the FAA could not have kept all small knives off of planes, something that has been an issue in opening statements and testimony. She warns the witnesses to, quote, not allow the defense to cut your credibility on cross. Federal Judge Leonie Brinkema had expressly forbidden witnesses from being exposed to the proceedings. At first, prosecutors tried to play down the situation as they breezily described the emails and said the defense wouldn't be particularly damaged by the coaching. But Brinkema cut them off. She glared down at them and said, in all the years I've been on the bench, I have never seen such an egregious violation of a rule on witnesses.
This is a sucking chest wound when it comes to litigation. I mean, this is bad.
Jonathan Turley is a national security lawyer and law professor at George Washington University.
The question now is not whether the government's going to get hit, but hit how hard. She could end up removing the one thing the government wants almost as much as a conviction against Moussaoui, and that is his death.
After the disclosure, Judge Brinkema said she needed a few minutes to review some case law. As a few minutes dragged into an hour and a half, the prosecutor's mood seemed to grow more dour. They huddled at their table and paced back and forth. Moussaoui has already pled guilty. All that's left is for the jury to decide whether to send Moussaoui to life in prison without parole or to death. Andrew McBride, a former federal prosecutor who has tried cases before Judge Brinkema, says if he were representing the government, he would be spending tonight trying to find a way to keep the seven witnesses in the case.
I would be researching every piece of precedent I could on the proposition that the judge can allow vigorous cross-examination, and I would be probably trying to write that instruction that I would urge Judge Brinkema to give.
When Judge Brinkema returned from the break, she says she wants to hear from the seven FAA witnesses tomorrow. She could deny the government the right to seek the death penalty. In that case, Moussaoui would spend the rest of his life in prison. She can also instruct the jury about the coaching or refuse to allow the seven FAA witnesses to testify. Former prosecutor McBride said it would be difficult for the prosecution to recover if that happens. The prosecution has been trying to prove that people died because Moussaoui lied when he was picked up on immigration violations 3 weeks before the attacks.
I think that's a very, very serious blow to the government's case because these are seven witnesses who I think the government would use to establish the proposition that had Zacharias Moussaoui told the truth in August, there would have been measures taken that would have stopped at least one of those planes from taking lives on September 11th.
In the courtroom, Moussaoui was unusually engaged in the proceedings. After swearing years ago not to talk to his court-appointed attorneys, today he leaned over and asked one of them what was going on. As he left the courtroom, he shrugged and said, "The show must go on." Laura Sullivan, NPR News.